Not quite.
What's up?
Sell my car on Carvana. It's just not quite the right time.
Crazy coincidence. I just sold my car to Carvana.
What? I told you about it 2 days ago.
When you know, you know. You know? I'm even dropping it off at one of those sweet car vending machines and getting paid today.
That's a good deal.
Oh, great deal. Come on. What's your heart saying?
You're right. When you know,
you know.
Sold.
Whether you're looking to sell your car right now or just whenever feels right, go to Carvana.com and sell your car the convenient way. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, welcome to the OCG audio training series. Today we will be talking about the Encounter Group, one of the staple groups of the therapeutic community. The therapeutic community is an intense, stress-producing, confrontational environment. The Encounter Group is one of the most important groups in the therapeutic community. The Encounter Group is the safety valve of the pressure cooker we call the therapeutic community. In this group, members deal with their feelings in a unique, productive way. As in all groups in a therapeutic community, if the member is open to what goes on and gets involved, they can learn a lot about themselves and their peers. Thus, it becomes their responsibility to get involved, challenge others, and do what they need for themselves to help their personal growth. The therapeutic community uses the Encounter Group to express anger, pent-up frustration, confusion, fear, and hurt. It may consist of yelling, crying, or just talking about what they are feeling. It is important that members learn to be assertive with what they feel, but not aggressive. It is a behavioral modification tool used to create self-discipline through delayed rather than immediate gratification. It is also used to reawaken anesthetized emotions. This tool is also used to bring about self-understanding, objective honesty, and attitude change towards self and others. If insight, problem-solving, and conflict resolution for individuals are not provided, the group then has little redeeming value. It is then imperative that we assist in bringing about the necessary understanding to generate this change and personal growth. Members in the group should be allowed to express themselves using language that they choose. Threats to do premeditated bodily harm are not permitted. It goes without saying that no physical violence will be tolerated. Anyone who violates these rules would be terminated from the program without exception. Facilitators are expected to maintain control of the group and facilitate the clinical flow. No one, irrespective of how long they have been in the program, should be expected to censor their feelings, for in someone's opinion, they should be beyond this. A good encounter group should be a vehicle to allow full expression for everyone. Younger member slips are honored first. The group is physically structured in a circle, and no one, including staff, sits outside the circle. Everyone must be sitting. Encounter groups are to foster change. The group members giving focus initiates the process of change following the sequence of expressing their feelings of anger, frustration, confusion, concern, etc. to the one being focused. Example, here's how your behavior makes me feel. Members then learn about the impact of their behavior on the feelings of other members. Example, here's how your behavior influences the opinions others have of you. Members learn that as a result of their behavior, others value them or dislike them or respect them or avoid them, etc. Example, here is how your behavior influences your opinion of yourself. Building on the information gathered in the above process, a member begins to formulate self-evaluations. The member develops an understanding that their behavior is not in their own best interest, that their relationship to others and to themselves are a result of their own actions. Then they will come to a point of self-dissatisfaction into a decision to change and then to an act of change. Under this premise, if fully accepted by the member, it can be a powerful coercion to willful action to change. Please note, that a sequential pattern to the process is not to be implied. This means that there's no particular order for which all this is to take place. It's more important that it takes place. The main curative factor in the psychotherapy of encounter group is the catharsis of getting things off their chest, learning how to express their feelings, expressing negative and or positive feelings towards another member, and being able to say what was bothering them instead of holding it in or leaking it out into the community. Some of the purposes of encounter group are the following: developing insight, social control, communication, impulse control, delayed gratification, conflict resolution, practicing being assertive, learning how to deal with feelings in an appropriate way and at the appropriate time, recognizing and respecting other people's feelings, learning how your behavior affects others, receiving feedback about behavior and then using that feedback to change, making a commitment to change specific behavior, reflecting on feelings or behavior, learning new ways to deal with feelings, getting in touch with feelings, taking responsibility for feelings and behavior, connecting it to historical acting out, example, drug use, violence, etc., relapse prevention. The facilitation of the encounter group. Each group may have 1 to 2 facilitators. And it is okay for the facilitators to determine in advance who will lead, but it is not necessary. The overall purpose is that this is a forum where residents can vent their feelings, most of which are not appropriate to vent on the floor. Residents drop slips to be able to encounter another resident or staff. Who should attend? All residents and available staff. What's the group format? The rules of the group are read first. Feelings for staff are dealt with first, and then resident feelings are dealt with afterwards. Facilitation. Normally, facilitators do little talking during the group. Their role is to steer, guide, help elicit, and spark the encounters. Encourage group participation. Manage that participation. Manage time and duration of encounters. Encounter group is an emotional group. It is about feelings, not stories. It is about the here and now. What recent interaction in the community sparked the feelings? Not what historical incident is related to the current feelings, i.e., it is not a therapy group. Residents are allowed and should be encouraged to vent their feelings. Yelling, screaming, and cursing are okay. Yelling, screaming, and cursing back and forth are okay. It is a part of the venting. This is not a robotic process. If there is no venting, especially among the younger members, the question to be asked is, where are all the pent-up feelings going? During the course of an encounter, residents may say inappropriate things, may make attacks on personal dignity, may make threats, etc. Don't interrupt the encounter. Allow the feelings to come out, but deal with those statements before you move on to the next encounter or before the group ends. Most inappropriate statements or behaviors can be dealt with in the group. It is rare that further discipline is needed outside of the group. An example of such is when the facilitator determines that a direct threat of violence made in the group was premeditated. Residents do not have to sit on a monad while in group, or while giving focus, or receiving focus. All must sit reasonably respectful. A resident receiving focus is expected to give respect to the focus by hearing the person out. The receiver of focus, when it is time to respond, is allowed to respond in any fashion. They are not limited to monotone, robotic accounts, and this should be discouraged. they can defend themselves. The facilitator must establish their own timetable of how long they will give someone to express their feelings, taking into consideration the content of the focus. For example, someone who is getting in touch with or really expressing their feelings would get greater latitude than someone who is just yelling about an incident but not stating any feelings. Sometimes when the floor is open for feelings, no one will volunteer. This is usually anxiety, apprehension, or fear. The facilitator may on occasion have to call out those who drop slips to confront their feelings. Dead weight are those residents who do not drop slips. Deal with dead weight at the end of the group. Residents need to use the bathroom, drink water, etc. prior to group, not on group time. There are exceptions for medical reasons. Encounter group rules. Do not leave your seat until directed to do so by staff. When staff says hold it up, hold it up. Repeated violation may cause you to be temporarily or permanently expelled from the group. You may say whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. Encounter group protocols. You will be held accountable for what you say. This means if you say vicious things or outside the scope of your encounter, for example, talking about someone's family members, offensive name-calling, etc., or making direct threats of physical harm to another client or staff, you will be held to account. Direct threats that are deemed to have serious intent behind them will be dealt with after group. Consequences could include termination from treatment. Think before you speak. You may sit how you want, within reason, and look where you want during an encounter. You do not have to sit silent during an encounter. There should be two hot seats established at opposite ends of the room prior to the start of the group. Group starts and ends on time. This is the end of our audio training on the encounter group within the TC. Thank you very much.
Nah, not quite.
What's up?
Sell my car on Carvana. It's just not quite the right time.
Crazy coincidence. I just sold my car to Carvana.
What? I told you about it 2 days ago.
When you know, you know. You know? I'm even dropping it off at one of those sweet car vending machines and getting paid today.
That's a good deal.
Oh, great deal. Come on. What's your heart saying?
You're right. When you know,
you know.
Sold.
Whether you're looking to sell your car right now or just whenever feels right, go to Carvana.com and sell your car the convenient way. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.